Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. The latest news from space is that the Juno probe has arrived at Jupiter after a five-year journey from Earth where it slungshot around the Earth to gather speed and travelled for 2.8 billion kilometres. Juno, the solar-powered spacecraft, squeezed through a narrow band skimming Jupiter's surface, avoiding the worst of both its radiation belt and its dangerous dust rings. There were tense moments in the wee small hours of Tuesday this week, as there was a gap during which communications could not be received or transmitted to the probe while it performed dangerous manoeuvres to descend towards the gas giant. There is in any case a 48-minute time lag, as that's how long it takes light and therefore messages to travel from Jupiter to Earth. What happened on Tuesday is that Juno fired its main engine, slowing its velocity and allowing it to get captured into Jupiter's hefty orbit. A sequence of tones transmitted from the spacecraft confirmed the braking manoeuvre had gone as planned, and receipt of the radio messages prompted wild cheering at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. And this is what they said.
All stations on Juno Coord, we have the tone for burn cutoff on Delta B. Roger, Juno, welcome to Jupiter.
Well, we're not sure what that welcome will entail, since the moons of Jupiter, that is Io, Europa, Callisto and Ganymede, were named by Galileo 400 years ago after most of the god Jupiter's mistresses. And the joke is that Juno, being his wife, has now arrived to check things out. Anyhow, back to science. Now the spacecraft will orbit the planet once every 53 days until October the 14th, when it will shift to a tighter two-week orbit. And after about 20 months of learning everything it can about Jupiter's interior and its atmosphere, it will eventually succumb to the harsh environment and be deliberately plunged into the planet's crushing centre. Despite Juno's sensitive electronics being encased in a 1-inch thick solid titanium box to shield it from the intense radiation around Jupiter, eventually it will deteriorate and fail. At that time, currently estimated to be in about 20 months, it will be commanded to dive into the atmosphere, and this will be to protect against contamination from any terrestrial microbes still attached to the Juno probe from making their way onto the other moons, especially Europa, where it's thought life could exist. In that time, it'll use its 9 instruments to learn everything it can about Jupiter's interior and atmosphere, and it'll map Jupiter's gravity and magnetic fields and track how much water is in the atmosphere. Its colour camera will take close-ups of Jupiter's swirling clouds, polar regions and shimmering southern and northern lights. So just as we received unprecedented images of Pluto when New Horizons flew by a year ago, we are now due to see Jupiter close-up as never before. Scientists plan to use the spacecraft to sense the planet's deep interior, and they think the structure and the chemistry of its insides hold clues as to how this giant world formed some 4.5 billion years ago, along with the rest of our solar system. A priority will be to determine the abundance of oxygen at Jupiter, and this will be bound up in its water. How much water Jupiter has tells us a lot about where the planet formed early in the solar system, and we think that Jupiter may not have formed precisely where it is today. And if it formed further away or closer in, then we can actually perhaps rewrite the story of how the planets, including Earth, came to be exactly where they are. What makes this orbit insertion newsworthy is that it was fraught with danger. No previous spacecraft has dared pass so close to Jupiter because of its intense radiation, which can destroy unprotected electronics. One calculation even suggested the orbit insertion would have subjected Juno to a dose equivalent to 1 million dental X-rays. But space is a harsh environment, never mind the radiation. Jupiter surrounded by rocks and dust, and at the speed Juno was travelling, just one encounter with a tiny pebble could have wiped out the craft. In fact, Juno is the fastest craft ever sent from Earth at 266,000 kilometres per hour. NASA plans to run Juno through to February 2018, assuming any radiation damage has not made it inoperable by then. And the performance of the camera, for example, is expected to degrade rapidly within a few months, in fact. And in line with the practice on many previous planetary missions, the probe will be commanded to end its days by ditching into the atmosphere of Jupiter. The mission will cost NASA $1.1 billion, and it's the second probe to orbit Jupiter after Galileo, which went round from 1995 to 2003. So that's it. That's the news from Jupiter. The Juno probe has managed to get close enough to Jupiter to do some real science, and we look forward to hearing more about that in the future. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.